support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the Blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A federal appeals court is ordering the CIA to give a fuller response to requests for information on drone attacks. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on today's ruling, in which judges say the intelligence agency is trying to stretch the law too far.
The case was filed in 2010 by the American Civil Liberties Union, which asked the agency to turn over 10 categories of information about the deadly American drone program for terrorists. The CIA said it could neither confirm nor deny it had any such documents. But a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. said speeches from the former CIA director and comments from President Obama made that, quote, a fiction of deniability. The court says the CIA may have to prepare a list of all the drone materials and fight it out in court over whether they should be turned over. The court decision comes as Congress presses the White House for more information about drones. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the decision. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is intensifying pressure on Congress to approve more federally funded research on cars and trucks that don't depend on gasoline. He's making his case once again today at Argonne National Lab outside Chicago this afternoon, which works on clean technologies. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In his first term, President Obama struck a deal with automakers to double their fuel economy. Now he wants to go further. He's calling for a $2 billion trust fund to bankroll research on vehicles that won't need oil at all. The money would come from offshore oil leases and could fund research on things like electric cars, biofuels, and cars that run on natural gas. The White House says reduced dependence on oil would help to insulate consumers from volatile prices. On average, a gallon of gasoline cost a dime more today than it did just a month ago, though it's still about a dime cheaper than at this time last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
The Vatican is sharply denying accusations that Pope Francis stood by during widespread abuses in Argentina's so-called Dirty War, a seven-year military dictatorship from 1976 to 1983. Vatican spokesman Father Thomas Rosica says the claims come from anti-clerical left-wing elements.
It was carried forward or sustained by a publication that specializes in campaigns that are at times filled with lies, and they exist to defame others. They're defamatory campaigns.
Rosica says Argentinian judicial officials interrogated the then-Reverend Jorge Bergoglio about what he knew and found no grounds for the accusations. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 39 points at 14,499. The S&P is off 2, the NASDAQ off 5. This is NPR. The Obama administration is welcoming Japan's decision to seek membership in a U.S.-led trade pact. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would require Japan to open up some of its lawn-protected industries, including farming, to the global marketplace. Japan would have to reduce food tariffs that are as high as 800%. India's lower house of parliament today unanimously passed a resolution condemning Pakistan. It comes after Pakistan yesterday approved a resolution condemning India for hanging a Kashmiri man. The man was accused of attacking the Indian parliament 12 years ago. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the dueling resolutions come at a time of heightened sensitivity over Kashmir, the disputed Himalayan region both countries claim.
Pakistan's resolution demanded that the remains of Afzal Guru, who was secretly hanged in Delhi last month, be returned to his family. The execution triggered general strikes and demonstrations in India-administered Kashmir, where many residents believe the charges against Guru were false. India reacted angrily to the Pakistani resolution, calling it interference with its internal affairs. Opposition leaders said Pakistan's backing of Guru, implicated in the attack on India's parliament 12 years ago, exposed it as a terrorist state. The tit-for-tat resolutions followed an attack in the Kashmiri capital of Srinagar this week that killed 5 police. India's home minister said the ambush was the work of militants linked to Pakistan, which Islamabad denied. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
Maryland's General Assembly is expected to pass a bill that abolishes the death penalty today. It'll make Maryland the 18th state to bar state-sponsored executions. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Zurich Insurance, providing risk management and insurance solutions to help businesses meet their ever-changing needs. Learn more at ZurichNA.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You're tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and the program American Roots. That is followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and the program Freetown Radio. And, of course, don't forget Lee Kleinpeter tonight at 7 p.m., Big Band Swings and Other Things. We're going to start off the hour with Tony Lynn Washington from 1995, Bad Intentions.
Just get it right out of your head. Get it right, baby. Just get it right out of your head. You got bad intentions, not the right thing instead. What you thinking? Tell me what you putting down. What you thinking, baby? I wanna know what you're putting down. Your smile is so deceiving. You're trying to turn my world around. Well, you put me down so low that you can't deny. So tend to your business and I'll go tend to mine. It ain't right. It's the blind leading the blind. You got bad. Down so low that I couldn't see the way you steal my heart and try to feed it back to me. It ain't right, baby. Gonna leave your world behind. You got bad intentions, not the right thing. You had it for a fall.
unless you find some middle ground. Baby, you're headed for a fall if you don't find yourself some middle ground. If you want me to stay here with you, baby, you better slow your motor down. Hey! Hey, another thrill. Baby, do you have to stoop so low just to get yourself another thrill? Tell you I ain't the fool you think I am. I damn near had my fill. Moving way too fast. One day you're gonna have to pay for what you do. Baby, you're moving way too fast. One day you're gonna pay for what you do. Tell you I might not be around. Blues, you're gonna catch up with you.
Betty LeVette. Betty LeVette from her 2002 release. A disc is called A Woman Like Me. Betty with a number call when the blues catches up to you. Betty from Detroit. We heard prior to Betty, Tony Lynn Washington, originally from South Carolina. We heard Tony Lynn do a number called Bad Intentions. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to a lady that was originally from Alabama, and her career really took off while she was in Houston working for or recording for Peacock Records there. And in 1953, she got to number one on the R&B charts with her classic Hound Dog. We're talking about Big Mama Thornton. The same year, she recorded this next tune. Here's Big Mama Thornton with a number called I Smell a Rat.
I smell a rat, baby. I smell a rat, baby. You better watch out. I smell a rat.
Oh. Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Scratch your gums. Take out your false teeth, daddy. Your mommy wants to scratch your gums. Well, you're gonna feel good after I've rubbed them some. You're always complaining about your gums. Take them out, baby, let's have some fun. Take out your false teeth, daddy. Scratch your gums. Oh, you're gonna feel good after I've rubbed them some. Take them out, baby. Put them on the shelf. Relax, baby. Be yourself. You sound like Donald Duck every time you make a sound. I'm so afraid they're gonna fall on the ground. Take out your false teeth, daddy. Scratch your gums. Well, you're gonna feel good after I've rubbed them some.
From 1954, that was Margie Day with Take Out Your False Teeth, Daddy. How many times have you heard that? And she was preceded by Big Mama Thornton. We heard Big Mama Thornton from August of 53 doing a number called Black Rat. Or no, I Smell a Rat. And folklore say that rats recur a lot, among other places, in folklore, that there's a superstition that if your clothes are chewed on by a rat that you'll be moving soon, which might be true, and the reason might be the rats. There's folklore also say there's some Freudian interpretations and, well, our significance for the rat, but we won't get into that. We will, however, listen to another example of the rat in blues songs. We're going to go back to 1960. Listen to Navasota blues man Mance Lipscomb, recorded by Chris Strachwitz. Here's Mance with a Black Rat.
Taking you downtown, paid your doctor bill. Now I'm in no trouble, about to get me killed. Yeah, you want black rat, someday I'll find your trip. Yes, I'ma hide my shoe, someone you should take. While you raised in my kitchen, had up all my bread. Soon as I left home, start to cut up in my bed. Yes, you one black rat, someday I'll find your trail. But I'ma hide my shoe, someone you should take. I left home this morning, thought that I was gone. Slipped back to Slim, some other man's on. But you one black rat, someday I'll find your trail. Yes, I'ma hide my shoes, somewhere you shall tell. Don't want me, baby, why'd you tell me so? You won't be bothered with me no more, but you won't. tail. When you see a woman going from door to door, fixing a creature, picking out some while to go, yes, you one black rat, someday I'll find your trail. But I'ma hide my shoes somewhere in your shirt tail.
I will be standing way down on that railroad line. Well, darling, 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 oh, my darling, I has a whole home blues. Yes, I mean, I really has a whole home blues. Yes, I've got my suitcase packed, and I don't intend to turn back. No need to grieve, darling, cause I told you I'm leaving. I hear the old home blues. You know when things look like it's swell, something come along, make it bad for me. Well, 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 well. Well, darling, darling, oh, my darling, I hear the old home blues. Yes, I mean, I really hear the old home blues. Like this swell. Something come along, baby. Well, 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 well. Well, darling, oh, my darling, I had the old home blues. Yes, I mean, I really had the old home blues. Yes, I've got my suitcase packed, and I don't intend to turn back. No need to grieve, darling, call. I told you I was leaving. I had the old home blues. When things look like a swell, something come along, make it bad for me. Well, 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 well. Well, darling, darling, oh, my darling, I had the old home blues. Yes, I mean, I really had the old home blues.
Recorded in New York back in 1951, that was Ralph Willis on guitar and vocals, Old Home Blues. Willis was preceded by Mance Lipscomb. We heard Mance from 1960. That was his, I think, his second recording session with Chris Strachwitz. Strachwitz had gone down there in 1960. He'd heard of Mance Lipscomb, and he wanted to find him and record him, and that he did. And it was a nice career opportunity for Lipscomb. He ended up touring and doing folk festivals, blues festivals, that sort of thing. A wonderful Texas songster. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. Just heard Ralph Willis. He did a number of recordings with that pair, some pretty good blues. They, of course, were the classic Piedmont blues duet, Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. Sonny on blues harp, Brownie on guitar, and usually doing the major part of the vocals. We're going to listen to them recorded live at a club called the Second Fret many years ago, and they're going to do a cover of an old Bessie Smith tune.
Way over a quarter of a century ago, but out of it, there was a great flood in the deep south, and a lot of people lost their homes. Bessie Smith made a big record, and also Lonnie Johnson. And there's a fellow they got out of that same part of the country, Mississippi John Hurt, made one too that was called Mississippi Heavy Water Blues. But originally it was known as Backwater, and that same Backwater made old Son and me pack our things and go. We'd like to give you the Terry McGee touch of Backwater Blues.
Well, it thundered and lightning, and the wind, began to blow. Well, it thundered and lightning, and the winds began to blow. There were so many people didn't have no place, no place to go. Well, it rained 5 days, and the skies turned dark as night. Well, it rained 5 days, and the skies turned dark as night. I just want you to know, people, trouble in the lowland that rain. Backwater rising, oh yes, people made me pack my things and go. Backwater rising, oh yes, made me pack my things and go. You know, my house fell down, and I can't live there no more. Well, they rowed a little boat about five miles across the farm. Well, you know, they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the farm. They just throwed my clothes in, rode me along. You know what I did? Well, I went and I stood up on that high old North Hill. Well, I went and I stood up on that high old North Hill. Well, then I looked down on the place where I used to live, and I started moaning. And I can't live there no more. Thank you.
And I can't live there no more. Let's go together.
Time of dying, I don't want nobody to mourn. All I want my friends to do, come and fold my dying arms. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. In the time of dying, I don't want nobody to cry. All I want my friends to do, come and close my dying eyes. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Going on down to the river, stick my sword up in the sand. Gonna shout my troubles over, I've done made it to the promised land. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, well, well. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. He's a dying bed maker. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. He's a dying bed maker. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Going on down to the river, stick my sword up in the sand. Gonna shout my troubles over, I've done made it to the promised land. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Meet me, Jesus, meet me. Won't you meet me in the middle of the air? And if these wings should fail me, Lord, won't you meet me with another pair? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, well, well. Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. It's bad.
From 1945, that was Josh White with In My Time of Dying. He had first recorded that tune back in 1933, and that sort of launched his career as a Christian singer. He used to go by the name of Josh White, the singing Christian, and if he played secular blues, it was Pinewood Tom. The tune, of course, was really popularized by Blind Willie Johnson under the name of Jesus Make Up My Dying Bed. Before we heard Josh White, we heard Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry recorded at a place called the Second Fret, a folk club in Philadelphia. That was back in April of 1962, their cover of the song Backwater Blues. They gave a nice introduction to it. It was, of course, a number recorded by Bessie Smith. and commemorated for most of the Great Mississippi Flood, although some of the folklore say that the tune was recorded in February of 1927 before the big effects of the 27 flood. And supposedly it was about a flood in Nashville, and Bessie Smith was there at the time and witnessed the flooding. And, of course, by the time the Mississippi flooded, this song had already gained a lot of traction, and really was one of the best songs about that particular catastrophe. We're going to turn now to a tune that was first recorded by Nehemiah Skip James back in 1931, done here by Alvin Youngblood Hart in 1998. Here's Alvin Youngblood Hart with Illinois Blues.
Thank you.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Jack of diamonds, she is my queen of spades. Jack of diamonds, she is my queen of spades. Be my good luck card, baby, stay here all your days. Love my queen, I will make my one last stay. Jack of diamonds, queen of spades, we'll go hand in hand. If you'll be my queen, I will always be your man. A king's no good for you. Jack of diamonds, she is my queen of spades. Jack of diamonds, she is my queen of spades. Stay with me and I love you, we can count the ways.
From 1992, that was Roy Rogers on guitar and vocals, Norton Buffalo on blues harp, with a medley of Jack of Diamonds and Little Queen of Spades. They were preceded by Alvin Youngblood Hart, who did a rendition of the old Skip James tune, Illinois Blues. And we have music next here on KRVS from Kevin Self, originally from North Carolina, the Raleigh area. He's now a West Coast blues man and has a new disc out called Long Walk Home. From that disc, here's Kevin Self with a number entitled Moving Day Blues.
Star. from the very start. The day you ask me to move you, it'd be the day we part. I shivered up your mess, I packed up everything you said. Most decent people wouldn't treat a dog. Should have known it right from the very start. 'Cause first you broke my back, them to your door. You said thanks for the help, but I don't love you anymore. I should have known it right from the very start. Then you broke my heart.
Kevin Self once again from his brand new disc, Long Walk Home, and number called Moving Day Blues. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Louisiana blues legend Henry Gray. Henry, originally from Kentery, now resides in Baton Rouge. Of course, he was in Chicago after World War II and ended up being mentored to some degree by a big Maceo Merriweather and worked with the Howling Wolf from 1958 until he decided to return to Louisiana back in 1956, he started working with the Howling Wolf. We're going to turn to his disc of 2009, The Times Are Getting Hard. Here's Henry Gray on piano and vocals with the title track. Again, Henry Gray and the Cats from the 2009 disc, Times Are Getting Hard, the title track. Unfortunately, two of the members of the band, Brian Bruce on blues harp and also Andy Cornett, who played bass for so many years with Henry Gray, both of them have passed on. Henry is still playing fine blues piano. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way at 1 o'clock on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. And the Blues Box is produced live here in the studios at KRVS on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which provides KRVS as a public service. And we are also funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. If you are a member, we'd like to thank you for your support. If not, consider joining us. We need your continued support to keep these programs going. Go to krvs.org to pledge securely online. From Shreveport, Professor Porkchop from his disc, You Are My Everything, to take us up to the top of the hour. Have a great weekend.